It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, November 4th goes to Cleveland Browns safety, Jermaine Whitehead. Salute to everyone who listens to us in Cleveland on Real 106.1. Drop on the clues bombs for Cleveland, damn it. Okay. What's happening, Real 106.1? Now, always remember, Donkey of the Day is a segment designed to give people the credit they deserve for being stupid. And yesterday, this brother, Jermaine Whitehead, he was extremely stupid. Now, the Browns lost to the Broncos yesterday, 24-19. Same way the Giants going to lose to my Cowboys tonight.
No.
And in life, we have to remember on social media, if you take a loss in any way, shape, or form, you're going to get this smoke. That's just the rules, okay? It comes with the territory. It doesn't matter who you are, who you play for, what your status is. If you lose, you will probably become a meme and the butt of a lot of jokes on social media, okay? Not to mention you have all these thumb thugs, these Wi-Fi warlocks, these broadband bloods and cyber crips who love to bang on you and say things to you online that they would never ever say to someone's face. And sadly, we as public figures are supposed to just take it. We are the blessed ones. We are the ones making the money. We are the ones who should be above any of this. But people forget, hey man, we are all just humans, and humans have emotions and feelings. And after a loss is when we are most fragile, okay? It's when we are in our most vulnerable emotional states. Not to mention a brother like Jermaine Whitehead, who is out there playing with a broke hand, is probably extra vulnerable because he's out there giving his all, playing with an injury, and this the thanks he gets from fans, his social media criticism. I understand, Jesus, okay? But, with great power comes great responsibility, even when you are just human. And Jermaine Whitehead was not responsible at all with the way he responded. What did Jermaine Whitehead do? Let's go to WKYC NBC3 for the report, please.
What came after the game? Explosive tweets from Brown safety Jermaine Whitehead. His account tweeted vulgar threats to fans who criticized his missed tackles, and also to 92.3, the Fan host Dustin Fox, after Fox criticized the safety's effort. Shortly afterward, the account was suspended by Twitter. However, the rant continued a short time later on Whitehead's verified Instagram account. In a statement tonight, the Browns called the post totally unacceptable and highly inappropriate. The statement goes on to say the organization spoke to him and does not condone that behavior and will address the matter internally.
It's amazing how Twitter is so quick to suspend everybody's Twitter account except for Donald Trump. Unreal. But let me read you some of Jermaine Whitehead's tweets. Okay, because the news report didn't do it. Jermaine replied to one of the broadband bloods. He said, "Don't get shot at, little bitch. Can you whoop my ass? F football. Let me know when you need the address."
Wow.
Another thumb thug said, "Give me a time and a place. You suck." So Jermaine Whitehead posted a whole address and said, "Any effing day of the week, cracker." In all capital letters.
Goodness gracious.
Now, I'm going to read that again because Drum wasn't ready.
He wasn't.
So Jermaine Whitehead posted an address and said, "Any effing day of the week, cracker!
Cracker ass cracker!"
In all capital letters. All right. He also threatened to kill one cyber crip. Now, the Cleveland Browns released a statement that said Jermaine Whitehead's social media posts following today's game were totally unacceptable and highly inappropriate. We immediately spoke with Jermaine upon learning of these comments. The Browns in no way condone that type of language or behavior. This matter will be further addressed internally. Jermaine. Look, I get it. I understand. I would love to harm some of these slick-talking folks on social media, too, but you can't. And you will never get the opportunity. They are ghosts. And I'm not talking about James St. Patrick. They just air like farts. You know how you walk in a crowded room and you smell the fart?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know where it came from. You can't just start accusing people of farting and yelling at people for farting because you would look crazy. So you just got to take the L, okay? Look, Jermaine and every other public figure who finds themselves in a beef, and I put air quotes around beef on social media, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. I know it's unfair, but Jermaine, just understand you reacted wrong because you got way more to lose than any of these people you will ever meet criticizing you on social media. It wouldn't even be news if you didn't reply. So once again, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Please give Jermaine Whitehead the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.